Recording?
Yeah, recording.
Recording.
This is Mom's Basement Podcast, episode
22.
The season finale of the first season of Mom's Basement
Podcast. This is the season finale.
Yeah.
Of the least professional podcast on
internet.
Yeah. So basically this season was a load of shit.
Yeah. But it's what we aim to do, and damn, we do it good.
Yeah.
Or poorly.
Yeah.
So basically, this is going to be a very brief podcast.
Yeah.
Just to let you know that we're going to be down for a few weeks preparing for season two, or deciding whether or not we can justify season two.
Yep.
We basically used up all of our website. Are you giving me the finger with a Super Bowl ring?
Yes.
Okay. We need to purchase web space, because we've used all of our web space, and we're trying to decide whether or not it's worthwhile to buy the web space to host the second season of
whether or not it's worth it.
Not even worth it.
Yeah.
So what we want to hear from you, if you were listening at all.
Yes.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you.
If you're listening
at all. Is there any way we can set up one of those annoying-ass optional surveys?
Yes,
polls.
And that's
what
we're going to do, actually.
Yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to host this podcast up, and we're also going to put a poll on the Mom's Basement blog about what you want to see more of. Do you want to see more topical podcasts, like the Setting Cast?
Yeah.
Do you want to see more actual play, like 80% of our podcast? Mm-hmm. Do you want to see more game design workshops? Mm. Or do you want to see more random fucking bullshit?
Yes.
I guess those are the options, really.
Yeah.
Topical discussions, actual play, game design, or bullshit?
And no, there is not a you do not want to hear from us again option.
There could be.
There might be.
See, that's not voting on the poll.
And
if we don't get, if we get like 2 votes on the poll, then fuck it.
Yeah, we're not going to do it anymore.
We're done.
You've heard the last.
You got 22 episodes out of us.
Yeah.
Be satisfied.
That's more than most television series.
Yeah, it is.
Also, if you want to leave some comments about what you liked and didn't like.
Yeah, please
even
do.
Even if what you liked was nothing and what you didn't like was everything, do it. Leave it on this post.
Right. Reform.
Tell us what your favorite episodes were, what your least favorite episodes were. Leave general comments.
Mm-hmm. Feedback.
If there's
is
a
critical.
Game you would really like us to play, tell us.
Yeah.
If it's your game, tell us and we'll definitely
play it. Yeah.
Yeah. Assuming it doesn't cost money.
Yes.
Yeah,
we
well...
We play MMOs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Old B-Boy plays
MMOs. Yeah, Brandon plays Warcraft. But he's not here, because he's playing Warcraft.
Probably.
Okay.
Hey, he's resting, bro.
Oh, yeah, he's playing Warcraft. Okay. So, well, how do you guys feel about this season?
I think it was cock.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
No, I think it was awesome.
You think it was awesome? You had a lot of fun?
Yep.
I enjoyed myself.
Yeah.
I definitely liked doing this with you guys. It was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Fun shit. Huh. Any favorite moments?
Mm.
Favorite episode. What's everyone's favorite episode? So
ooh.
Mm.
The setting one was pretty good.
Yeah, it was. That was really...
Too bad I missed that.
Yeah, you did miss that one, Mike, but it was
the
funny.
The first half was a good topical discussion. The second half was random, rambling, sleep-deprived bullshit. It was awesome.
Yep. We filmed it, like, 12 o'clock at night.
We started at 10, and we went until, like, 2 a.m. or something.
Mm. Escapist.
Escapist was a good one.
I liked Escapist a lot.
Yeah.
I like that game. I need to bring that game back. I think while we're on hiatus, I may run that game. Go back to my campaign of that. While we were filming, I wanted to try some new games, like a new game every time.
Mm-hmm.
But while I'm working on getting Dance Macabre ready to sell, if I'm going to do that, I'll probably run some Adventures of Escapist.
Mm. We should try to run that with B-Boy.
Yeah, we should.
Not even sure.
I don't even know how. Where did that noise come from? What do we have
some
a device
kind of
that produces that noise?
Yeah, a phone.
Okay.
Banana phone.
Most professional podcast.
Ever.
Yeah. I don't know, what was my favorite episode? Boy, I was trying to think of... They all kind of blend into each other. I really like the Ronnie's discussion, personally. I thought there was a lot of interesting discussion there, a lot of interesting analysis of all those games. Mm. I'd like to do that again. Maybe when they do the second round of the Ronnie's, we can
discuss the ones.
We can discuss the entries again.
Yeah.
Or when they do Game Chef, maybe we can discuss the entries. Or 24-hour RPG again, or any of the many various
competitions.
Right.
That'd be cool.
Sounds about right.
Yep. Boy, anything else want to talk about here? Because we're only like 5 minutes in. We should at least try for half an hour.
Yeah,
for
we
the people
should.
Who down
I mean, let's go with this retrospective full force.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
We should have done a clips show.
Yeah, we should have.
Oh, yeah. But then we'd have to know how to...
We'd have to
edit it together.
Well, editing isn't too hard. I could probably do that, to be
it's
honest.
It's not too hard. It's just time-consuming. And this is also the laziest podcast
that
on the internet.
It's not that time-consuming. The problem is listening to it and knowing where you have to crop it
that's
out.
That's true.
But anyway... Yeah.
Things we won't be doing again...
Yeah.
Playing music on the podcast.
That didn't end up too well, right?
The Dance Macabre one was pretty good.
Can you hear it? I haven't listened to it. But it doesn't interfere with the sound.
No, it doesn't, actually.
Okay.
I think the classical choice was pretty good.
Yeah.
Anything without lyrics is basically GG.
Yeah, and also played at a reasonable volume instead of played at a volume equal to
speakers.
Or greater than the volume that we're speaking at.
Mm.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Yeah.
On an odd one, we should totally do some sort of parody podcast, where we totally make fun of somebody else's podcast by acting like them.
If you're in a closet, we're coming for
you. We're coming for you, buddy. Bye. Get ready.
Get ready.
We just don't
Space Harrier.
Yep. No, we
that was an awesome game. No, we don't give a shit.
Things we shouldn't do, though.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
We shouldn't go to jail.
Well, clearly.
We should avoid things that will put us in jail.
Things to avoid. Going over 95 minutes in a single podcast might be a good idea, considering how
people listen to it.
Yeah. People don't listen to the
second
twos.
Half.
Yeah. Here's one. Taking 10 minutes to insult Ron Edwards one podcast before he gives us an award.
I take it you guys might have heard about that.
I don't think anyone listened to that, thankfully, I think generally not a good idea to, like, call someone a dick right before you're about to enter their contest.
No, not a good idea.
Yeah.
We're sorry, Ron Edwards.
Yeah, you're really not that much of a dick.
You're listening, buddy.
You're a pretty cool guy now.
Yeah. By the way, thanks for the money, Ron.
Yeah, we needed it. I have student loan payment.
It wasn't that much, but damn it, it was important.
It was some money.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Seriously, though, thanks. I didn't even enter.
You should enter in February.
Yeah, you should enter in February.
I've been thinking about that. Maybe. Cool. I don't know. I'm not big on those, really, you know.
Yeah,
spur of the moment contest.
I don't know if I'm going to enter again. We'll see where I am in February. We'll see if anyone shows any interest in my game. Because it's kind of like if my game can win, and no one can really comment on it or offer any feedback, then it's like, wow. Like, what if I enter and I don't win? I don't feel like... You know, I wish people had offered more constructive feedback or had, like, gone out and played the game. There's still a lot of time.
There is.
And maybe people will. Maybe I need to go out and push it.
Maybe Ron will
take
it to Dice Dojo and play it there.
Yeah, I need to put up a playtesting thread with some questions that I want answered about the game. I've been meaning to do that for like 3 days, but I've been hooked on Flash games. This is what happens to me. This is why my life is gone and I have nothing to show for it.
Flash games.
Flash games.
Yeah, they are evil and very addictive.
They are fairly evil.
At least I don't have to pay $15 a month.
That's true. So you get your crack for free.
Yep. Reasonably good deal.
I have corn, kind, and lemon.
Damn you, whoever on Congregate made that game where you shoot the turtle out of the cannon.
Oh, man, that game was fucking tight.
4.5 hours.
There's so many variations on that game.
Yeah, there are, but that one with the turtle is
the turtle one.
The turtle one is the master of the farm, though.
Yeah.
Oh, was that the one where you,
You get to, you can tweak your cannon up.
Yep.
And eventually you're shooting him out of a tank. And you shoot the turtle out of the cannon, and then you shoot him with the gun to keep him in the air.
Yeah.
See, that's not the one I'm thinking of that was the best out of that. To be honest.
Oh, you're probably thinking of Epic Combo, where you kick the turtle around.
Hmm. Where you keep firing at him is the one that I'm thinking of, but I forgot the name of that one.
Yeah, where you... it's almost like tower defense, right? Where you set up all the little turrets and the bombs on the floor, and you try to keep him in the air for as long as possible. Okay, that's Epic
it's
Combo.
It's a different one that's like the turtle one, that you just fling him in the air. But this is, like, fur length, and you keep shooting, keep putting them in there, and you keep using these little bombs that you buy as upgrades and stuff.
I think that's the one I was
thinking
that's
the one.
Yeah, because you can get the golden gun to shoot him with, eventually.
Yeah, that might be it.
Yeah.
My memory on that is bad, because it's been a while since I've played that stuff, but I'm not on the Flash game stuff very often.
Yeah, the hard badge for that one is you have to get him to go, like, 3 million feet or
yes,
something.
Yes, that's the right one, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What I did was I just saved all my money and bought, like, 150 nukes, and then whenever he started to come down, I shot off a nuke and put him back in the air.
I love the little vans that come and hit him. And...
Yeah,
yes.
Cool. And the guy with the chainsaw.
And the chainsaw.
Fucking awesome.
But our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah.
We hit it aside. How normal.
I would like to see some more, like, interesting topical discussions.
Yeah, that one with setting was pretty good.
Like the setting one, yeah. I wasn't too happy with topic length, but I liked the setting discussion we had. And I liked the Ronnie's cast.
Yeah.
I wish we could have more in-depth discussions like that. I think what you really need is some kind of topic to ground and focus the discussion.
Right.
You know what I would
like? Topic length.
Yeah. Guess. I would like if we could interview some people.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like yeah, Vincent I would Baker, love that.
Or whoever. Yeah. Anyone. Ron Edwards. Emily Kerr Boss.
Yeah.
Hell, I'll take Brett Gillen.
Yeah, if we could interview Brett.
I'd interview him about his game. I think some interviews would be cool.
Yeah.
As long as they were mom's basement style interviews, meaning totally unprofessional.
Right.
Yeah, we don't come prepared.
And just like bullshit fests.
Mm.
Actually, I try to come prepared for that sort of stuff. But that's because I'm not that good at thinking on top of
that. I'd love to have a bullshit fest with Nick Aubergine, the guy who
Skull Full of Bong.
Skull Full of Bong Hits.
Yeah.
Dude, totally, if you're listening to this shit, we will do a fucking Skype cast or something.
Yeah,
totally. Skype you.
Or anyone else, really, who creates games and wants.
Yeah,
we're willing to start small, but if you're a big name out there, hey. Feel free to hoard your stuff on our podcast.
If you want our one listener to hear you. Thanks again, Geek Gazette.
Yeah, Geek Gazette, we thank you so much because you're basically our only fucking listener.
He's our only subscriber.
Yep.
Yes.
Comment, someone, anyone.
Please
comment. Fucking comment. We can't stress this enough. Comment!
And this is like waiting for somebody to comment on a lesser-known geek blog. You never see comments on those things, but they somehow get like 100,000 subscribers.
Yeah, exactly. That's
true.
Weird.
It's weird.
I wish we could get like 100,000 fucking.
Right. But I know. Well, it'd be nice to get 10, though.
It would be nice to get 10 or even 100.
Or 5.
Or 5. Well, we have 5 subscribers, according to feed.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But...
Not bad.
So anyway, but we need to justify the cost of more web space.
Right.
Yes.
And in order to justify it, we need
subscribers.
And we need comments, and
we
need we need to see that someone's listening in order to justify spending $2 a month.
We're that poor.
There's a reason we're doing this out of Bob's basement.
Right.
We're not just trying to be ironic or hipsters.
No,
right?
We're not.
We really are living in Bob's basement.
We really do live with our parents.
Yeah, this is serious shit, man.
Yeah. We actually live with our parents.
Desperation's pretty high here.
Yep. Yeah, $2 is throwing money at a pit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is.
We're like that homeless guy that won the ESPN fantasy football.
Oh, wow.
And now, back to you, Ted.
Yeah, he won a $3,500 Best Buy gift card that he's selling to his mother-in-law or something for $2,500.
Oh, is this a different homeless guy?
Different homeless guy.
Oh, okay.
No, you're thinking of the homeless guy who got the radio job.
Yeah, the golden voice dude.
Man, that guy's awesome.
He's in rehab now.
Yes, he is.
Is he? Yeah, for what?
And he,
well, alcohol abuse. Yeah.
And
that's why he was on the streets.
And drug abuse. Yeah. He says he's done, like, cocaine and shit.
Oh, I see.
Or something. He does regular checkups on Dr. Phil, but that's another aside.
Oh, cool.
There needs to be, like, rehab for mom's basement dwellers. Mom's basement rehab.
I think that's called LARP.
Here's the thing, though. Somebody set up an addiction center for gamers. People who are addicted to video games and RPGs.
Well, they're talking about getting... video game addiction in the diagnostic manual.
The DSM-5.
Yes, DSM. Is it 5? I think it is 5.
Well, it would be
OV-5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The DSM, yeah.
I saw that.
Hmm.
Yep.
Could be interesting.
It's probably not going to get in there. It's another one of those pet causes. There's like 60,000 of them pet, you know, things that psychiatrists want to get in the manual, and not everything gets in the manual.
But still, it's got some possibility.
Well, then again, you know, homosexuality was in there up through DSM-3, actually.
Yeah, until the 60s or 70s.
So, hey.
I wish I were a homosexual.
Really?
Yep.
So that was Mom's Basement.
Yeah, Mom's Basement. Please give us comments. My mom will hit us if you don't.
And if you do.
And if I do.
Mike's mom will yell at us if you don't.
Yeah.
And if you do.
And if you do, it don't matter. She's going to yell.
My mom, I don't know, loves Jesus.
Yes, she does. She definitely
the only threat we're giving you is that you may not hear from us again. And that might not even be a good threat.
No, that's not much of a threat. That's like the guy who keeps breaking into your house saying, if I don't get some attention, I'm not going to break into your house anymore. I'm not going to steal your panties anymore.
I'm going to beg for attention. Similar to a 14-year-old online that says he's going to commit suicide.
Yeah, it's like, go ourselves.
Do it! Do it!
Yeah, do it, do it. Do it.
Take those Flintstones vitamins.
Oh.
So yes, we perfectly know exactly what we're doing here. Mm. But we still want your attention.
Who was that who overdosed on a
Flintstone? That was Carmageddy on Vegas, also known as.
Oh, okay.
Yep. You guys probably don't know who we're talking about.
No, you don't, but... You're probably not even listening.
Mm. Well, to say they're not listening would be false, because to hear that, they'd have to be listening.
Boy, that's...
That's true. That is very true.
Yeah!
Probably just me listening to it, like, tomorrow. Or whenever it goes live.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's going to be any other listeners.
Yeah, it's basically daddy shit.
Yep, so...
Okay, so any other thoughts on this season?
It went well.
I thought it went pretty well.
We should have some season-ending stunt or cliffhanger.
Yeah, we should.
Like, who's going to die?
Well, we found out who the black guy was.
Yeah, that's true. You have to listen to deep into the setting cast to find out.
Yes, you did.
It wasn't me.
Yeah, because Mike wasn't there.
That's all I can tell you.
Yep.
So that's one mystery resolved.
That's one Easter egg.
But we really don't have any other mysteries.
Nope.
We're not doing a good job of the lost, keep people coming back thing.
Yeah, we should travel through time.
Yeah, we should.
Well, we don't necessarily have to pull a lost. We could pull a normal podcast where they just drink Four Loko at the end of the podcast.
Four Loko, though.
What?
They banned Four Loko.
Yeah, I know. But they still have some shipped out that's on
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I saw that.
Which of us will commit suicide before the next podcast?
Odds are actually pretty decent for any of us.
Yeah.
Pretty
good. 50-50 chance each, I'd say.
Yep.
Will Brandon be back for season 2?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
That's something to comment on.
That is something.
That's something.
Would you like to see Brandon back as a regular, or is he just a cocksucker and you never want to see him again?
Just a cocksucker.
Now, keep in mind, Brandon, if you're listening to this, we aren't the ones telling you you're a cocksucker.
No, that's not me. That's the listeners.
Yes.
Who think.
We should have that on the poll. Is Brandon a cocksucker?
Man, we want him to come back someplace.
That's true.
Maybe. Or do we?
I don't know.
Fans, let us know.
Is he a cocksucker or not?
Are we willing to sacrifice Brandon for more ratings?
Yes.
Usually. What? I don't know. You want to see Gary back? He's upstairs right now.
Who else was there? That was it, huh?
Yeah, well, I think those were our only guests.
We didn't have Lucas, did we?
No.
No, we never had Luke.
Not on podcast.
So, yeah.
I think Luke would be a good personality for the podcast.
I think we need a female member.
Yeah. We do. We should try to get Nikki.
Yeah, we should.
Actually, if you're a female member and want to do a game over internets, let us know. I'm sure it's possible.
Or if you live in Malone, New York somehow.
God, that'd be a miracle.
It would be.
How many geeky chicks are there in the North Country?
Probably a decent number.
There's a decent amount.
I have yet to know one.
This is Desperate Lonely Cat.
Yeah.
Well, what's new about that, right?
Have breasts, will you hang out with us?
Yeah. We're not that bad, though, seriously. Actually, maybe Rudy is.
Yeah. I'm that bad.
I'm not.
Can Rudy bring it? One shovel, a pair of sandals, and a dead dog?
Dead dog optional.
He'll provide the dog.
Does it have to be a dead dog?
No, it could be a dead person.
Squirrel, or is that too fast? You don't want it to be over that fast? Hamster?
She digs it real deep. Maybe a squirrel with parvo or something.
Squirrel with parvo?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would just like to see.
We'd just like to see people comment.
That's what I would like to see. Ugh. More than anything. Some kind of feedback.
Yep. For our hard work.
Do we have dead links, by the way?
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
We do.
Yeah, thanks for saying that.
Since
no
one is. Okay, so we're almost out of web space, like we said before. Since no one's really been listening to the second halves of some podcasts, we've taken out some.
Yeah.
So part of any episode, part one will still work.
Right.
Part two, it's iffy. What have we taken out?
We took out.
Parts 3 and 4 of Escapist, or just part 4 of Escapist?
Part 4 of Escapist, part 3 and 4 of Kolog.
Part 3, okay.
And part 2 of Harkin.
Okay. Yep.
Okay.
So we
those
still
were
all
actual
them,
plays.
So if you want to hear them, then
just shoot us an email.
Shoot us an email.
Yeah. We still have the source.
And if you want us to test your game while we're in downtime, send us an email.
Yep.
I don't think there's actually any way to send us an email because there's no email address up on the website.
No, there's not. So just send one of us a PM on Blogger.
Yeah.
Or leave a comment.
Leave a comment.
Yeah.
That'd be better.
And we'll get to you.
Although I think there's a link to my Twitter. You can DM me through there as well.
Yeah, that's right. Mike's Twitter.
Twitter of Mike, yeah.
And I promise you I will get back within probably about 24 hours of you sending it.
Yeah.
So here's a question. The big question. Are we going to try to publish any of the games that we've put up here, that we've played?
I don't know.
I'm not sure, but...
If you would like to see one of our games available in published form, if you listen to the actual plays and have a favorite, let us know.
Yeah, please let us know that. Definitely.
That's something we really need to know.
Yes, because that would... That would probably help toward the $2 a month goal we need.
Yeah, easily. If we could just...
Well, in the short term, it'll hurt it, but...
Yeah.
Short term, Yeah. I mean, what expenses are there, really? I mean,
for publishing, there's quite a few.
Yeah. Not if it's PDF format.
Well, yeah.
Oh, if it's PDF, then we'll
then there's no...
Yeah.
Not much.
Pretty much.
Freebie shit.
Because isn't it mostly the distributor just takes it off the top, right, of the sales?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
There's usually not payments to get the PDF hosted on something like IRP or...
IPR,
IPR, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like we have our own server to self-publish.
Right.
Well, we could.
We could, yeah.
We could easily self-publish, yeah.
But, yeah, if you want a printed manual, but who reads or uses printed manuals?
Yeah. Well, you'd be surprised at that, to be honest.
That's true.
Yeah.
I mean, people still buy them, especially for D&D and other big games.
Yeah, people will do so.
Yeah, and if there's grassroots support to put it in that
That's true.
Depending on who it is. I don't know if you support us enough, but we'd like to know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now, I'm thinking about doing Dance Macabre, just because there's... You know, enough text there that I wouldn't have to go through a lot of work to get it into something I could put in a PDF and sell. I just need illustrations, some more example tests, and stuff. And also because of the...
And the ability to create a sample.
Right, right.
But,
yeah, and since it was, you know, the Ronnie winning thing, I figured there might be some interest in that.
Yeah.
But if you have interest in one of our other games, hey.
Yeah, we're more than willing to listen.
Yep.
So, I don't really know of anything else. Any final thoughts?
Final thoughts.
Here's something.
Yep.
Mystery.
If this was our, if this is our last podcast, is there anything you want people to know?
Yeah. Because
this could be the end.
This
That's
could
true.
Be
final
the end.
Thought.
That is a fair point. To be honest. We're all more dicks than you imagine us to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even more?
Even
more. I would say so, yes.
Wow, but we come off as pretty huge dicks.
Yeah, we
do, but...
But we're even worse in real life. Off podcast.
No, seriously.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
all of us.
No, we're
I'm just kidding about that, by the way.
We're kind of jerks, really.
We are kind of jerks, honest. Just not that bad. About as jerkish as your average...
Nerd.
Yeah.
Any last thoughts, Rudy?
Before I am hanged, I would like to say...
Oh, God!
Oh, God!
True Grit,
that movie was awesome.
That was an awesome movie. Bear Pelt Doctor.
Yeah, Bear Pelt Man.
Bear Pelt Dentist, right?
Oh, yeah, dentist.
Made
yeah.
the movie.
That's true. He was a doctor, too, though, because I remember he was talking about, like, the dead body.
Oh, okay.
And, like, how he could...
Right.
How he said, and humans, if they let me practice on them.
In fact, the whole sequence involving training for the different parts of that corpse was awesome.
That was awesome, yeah.
That was reason enough to see
I got
the
that
movie.
Sitting on my hard drive.
Okay, we're not spoiling anything.
Yeah, we won't
Good.
Spoil
it. That's nothing... Really important to plot points.
No.
Just
okay,
saying
good.
It's really awesome.
Yeah.
My plan is to watch that shit tomorrow.
You should watch it tomorrow.
You should definitely watch it.
That gets my endorsement. I'm not a huge Coen Brothers fan, but it gets my endorsement. Mm-hmm. Although I really liked Fargo, too. So I liked
Fargo
some of
was
them.
Awesome, Fargo and No Country
I was
awesome.
Not a fan of No Country for all.
Really?
I don't blame the Coen Brothers. I blame Cormac McCarthy. It felt... Okay, so if you're going to do a tense, kind of realistic action movie,
right.
Fargo style, that's one thing.
Right.
And if you're going to do a kind of philosophical reflection on, like, fate and chance and the arbitrary nature of reality, that's another thing. But if you're going to try to awkwardly shoehorn the two things together... And I know every critic in the world loved this movie. I know I'm the only person out there who thought the
you
movie really
the
didn't
only one who
come together.
Awesome.
You're not the only one. I know that. I didn't see the full thing.
I just didn't feel like the movie came... I felt like there were a few good movies there, but they didn't come together to make a movie that I felt was particularly convincing. Especially the last hour or so felt pretty contrived to me. And I know everyone loves the, what's his name,
Yavier buy them?
Yeah.
Yeah.
His character. I didn't. I really didn't buy his character.
Right.
Like, I don't know, I didn't buy him in the same way that... His character felt awkward and out of place in the movie,
really?
Otherwise. Because it seemed like everyone else in the movie was behaving as real human beings, and he was being set up as this kind of... Not demigod, really, but what was it like... Not an archetype.
Like an elemental.
Yeah, an elemental force, or like a personification of fate, or
right,
a personification of some kind of outside force.
Right.
And it really didn't seem to fit in a movie where the rest of the characters were supposed to be behaving in kind of a naturalistic way.
Hmm.
I don't know. It just didn't. It didn't come together in my mind. But we're not talking about that. Last thoughts. I don't know. I don't have. Last thoughts.
Right.
Yeah, our last thoughts are erratic anyway, as just demonstrated.
In retrospect, I probably wouldn't have played a rapist character in Milgram does.
Really?
I don't know. I kind of feel like maybe that's too far for podcast.
Yeah.
Really?
That's possible.
I feel like maybe we pushed it beyond a point where people are...
Oh boy.
Well, we've had a lot of
I feel like people will... The Linnaeus Fostin is a difficult character because it's kind of like Caligula, where you're watching it and you're are you supposed to like Caligula? Are you supposed to hate Caligula? And the Linnaeus Fostin doesn't say whether or not his actions are supposed to be seen as heroic or just monstrous. And
no,
I don't want it.
Up, we were poor, you decide.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. And I don't want to put that in there, like, oh yeah, you hate the Linnaeus.
Yeah.
But it seems like people listening to it might be like, oh.
Yeah. Wait, what?
This dude is.
Not every dude can be the good guy.
No,
that's
true.
The best way to put it, I
that's
think.
Yeah,
true.
That's true. I don't know. But I probably, in retrospect, probably wouldn't have done that on internets where people could hear.
And as a last thought, I think our podcast is quickly becoming the example that most of our guys are bad guys.
Yes. Some heroic characters, I'm trying to think
of.
Some of the characters in Escapist are pretty heroic.
That's true.
Both in real life and in the fantasy world, really.
Yeah.
Mike's character, not so much in real life.
My character is heroic in the fantasy world.
And in real life,
I think. No, she's not.
No, I think so.
She's a scumbag.
I think you're supposed to... I feel sympathetic for her, though.
I
don't.
Well, she's
got
a typical addict who's lying and lying and lying.
She doesn't have real control over her.
She's pretty much a scumbag, I think. That's how I play her. Like, you're a scumbag.
Is that what you're thinking while you're playing?
Well, you do it pretty accurately. I'll say that much.
Kolog. Some of those characters are heroic.
Like, which ones?
Zero Roberts and the insects inside him are heroic.
Oh, yeah, the insects are definitely.
I think Ghoul Zero Roberts, too.
Really?
He's kind of, like, distracted and confused, but I think he wants to do right, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, he's just trying to solve mysteries and stuff.
Yeah, that's true. He's heroic for a Milgram person.
Yeah, don't get too heroic on Milgram.
No, that's
and
true.
The insects are, like, high fantasy heroic.
Yeah, no, they definitely are. They're, like,
I'd like to play
John
that again.
Wayne's shit. Yeah, we probably will play that eventually.
With those characters.
Yeah.
Other characters we have.
I think
Melanius
Fostin is fairly heroic.
There's some argue. I don't really make judgment calls about Melanius Fostin.
He's just a...
I see him as, like, I don't know, sociopathic slapstick.
Yeah, that's pretty
that's
accurate.
About right.
Like, but you're definitely attached to him in some way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, you're
yeah,
attached
no,
to
definitely.
Your character somehow. But it's like, I don't know, I think the Linnaeus Fostin is how I feel like most of humanity behaves. It's my critique of how I think everyone around me is behaving. A lot of people seem to walk through life with a kind of brazen, ridiculous confidence that gets them places.
Right.
But what they're saying is absolutely absurd, and what they're doing is either ridiculous or monstrous most of the time, you know? And it's only the fact they're so goddamn confident about it and so full of this, like, godly sense of themselves, they really get there.
Yeah, I do have to admit, that hit it nail on, because Delinius is the prime example of Africa.
Or America, or wherever.
Poor Africa.
This isn't to single out the black people, because this hits the Dutch, too.
Well, yeah, but actually, the Dutch in South Africa are a pretty good example.
Yeah.
Or really, colonialism in general, but...
Yeah.
I feel like Rudy has some heroic characters, too.
I do not.
I don't buy that. I think you must have some.
Trying to think of heroic characters.
I'm trying to remember characters I did in the first place, but memory's shit.
Yeah. The characters in Shade were all pretty terrible human beings.
They were.
That may be the biggest set of awful human beings in any of our podcasts.
Yeah, they were pretty bad people.
Dance Macabre, the second half, I think everyone in there was really a good human being who was in a bad situation, you know?
Yeah.
Or they were, or at least trying to be, India one.
Yeah.
On Moon Colony, I think they were a bunch of dicks. But in the India one.
Yeah.
But yeah, episode 22. The last episode of season one of Mom's Basement Podcast. Will there be a season two?
Dun, 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 dun.
Mom's Basement Podcast. Wait, one more time for posterity.
Mom's Basement.
Mom's Basement.
Yeah.
Mom's Basement Podcast. Yeah. Least professional podcast on the internet.